I would like to encourage everyone that hears this to think about writing about their Savior and the Word of God. God is gracious in bringing to our minds and our thoughts what He's done for His people. And I'm working on the second part of, or the second phase, whatever you want to call it, volume of Homes for Edification. And I find the more that I'm thinking upon Christ, my Savior, and His completed work on the cross, the Word of God comes to me and gives me great solace. And I read some of the second volume to you, but I'm going to read it again this evening, where I've gone and gotten through about three pages of it. And it's just been a blessing to me, and I hope that it might be a blessing to those who hear this. The first one is entitled, The King is Coming. We have heard the King is coming all of our life. In the midst of this turmoil and the strife, we anticipate Him coming at any time and hear Him say, "Well done, my child," and know everything is fine. But until that day comes, we will wait for His return and always share the gospel, and our candle always burn. Because of His Spirit always dwelling in our lives, we'll occupy until He comes, splitting the eastern skies. The second one is, Grace is the fountain. Grace is the fountain from which springs faith. It is our foundation for which our lips sing His praise. It is our anchor in the midst of the storm. It is our comfort when we are forlorn. Grace is our sustainer when we are hard-pressed, with the burdens coming over us and bringing us distress. Grace is God's answer to us, showing us His love and His smile. And grace will finally bring us to eternity after a while. Next one is called The Blood of Christ. What did the blood of Christ accomplish for us? Did it merely make it possible that we could be saved? No. It secured our salvation forever, you see, that we would live with Jesus for eternity. The blood of Jesus could never fail what it was purposed to do. This brings comfort to my soul, and I hope comfort to you. He did not hang in agony upon the cruel tree just to make our salvation only a possibility. So the next time you hear someone proclaiming salvation is only a possibility based on man's free will, smile to yourself and say, "My redemption's already fulfilled." The next one is entitled, Time, What an Empty Vapor Is. The sands of time will soon pass away, but eternity will always be. My soul cannot grasp this awesome truth, to think I'll live forever. I'll live forever with my Savior, who bore my sins upon the tree. From Christ my soul will never sever, because He bled and died for me. Time, what an empty vapor is, but not for those for whom Christ died. For having been given eternal life, will be forever at His side. Okay, the next one is called Marvelous Grace. It is truly wonderful what the Lord hath done by giving His chosen people His dear Son, the perfect sacrifice to atone for their sins that knew no beginning and never will end. This eternal vital union gives comfort to the soul to know that our destiny our Savior controls. Given to Him before the foundation of the world, this eternal adoption has just begun to unfurl. Lord, let Your marvelous grace speak to my soul when the waves of trouble over me roll. May I always cry out, Abba Father, to you, knowing that forever I will be with you. Okay, the next one is entitled The Faith of Christ. The Faith of Christ. God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that He died for us and secured for us a place in heaven. That His death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ, this was His ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says it is finished. It never has to be replenished. Okay, the last one this evening is entitled Writing About My Savior. I love to write about my Savior. It never gets old. To read from His Word and tell the greatest story ever told. Forever let me proclaim this wonderful news that Jesus came to save His people from their sins and their eternal future never, ever ends. God bless you this evening, and may you have a good Lord's Day tomorrow, is my prayer.